Bucking the Trend. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
It might be closer to 6,500 acres of burley tobacco. And that makes us not only number one in burley production in the state as far as counties go, but actually Macon County is number one burley producing county in the nation.
Macon County UT Extension agent Steve Walker says, once again, while many areas of the South where burley tobacco is grown, the acreage numbers continue to drop. But in Macon County, producers there continue to add more acres.
We've got a core of young producers, and they have the infrastructure in place. And it was kind of what they did. It's what their parents kind of were involved in. And they have expanded their operations. And we've got some producers that are maybe family operations that are up as much as 500 acres.
Steve Walker says Macon County has been one of the state's leaders for several years in burley production. And so far this year, they've gotten about 70% of the crop transplanted. And they continue to hear from the tobacco companies about the quality of burley grown there.
We've had some of the companies tell us that our area right in here, you know, Macon, this northern middle part of Tennessee, and in Kentucky, has some of the soils that are really ideal for growing quality burley tobacco. And I think that played a big part in it as well. The companies have shared that with us, that they like this area right in here.
And tobacco producers are taking advantage of the opportunity, especially in Macon County. And according to USDA's National Ag Statistics Service, burley tobacco production in Tennessee is expected to climb by 7% this year for a total of 15,000 acres nationwide. Production is expected down by 4%. Hope all of you have a safe day. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.